Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon remains an iconic album 30 years after its original release. It defined the adolescence of at least one generation. It's been played to death, parodied, and now it's been remade into a reggae album. Chris Nixon has this review.
Dub Side of the Moon could easily have been a cheap novelty, but make no mistake, this is a real reggae album. The inspiration lies with executive producer Lem Oppenheimer. As a teen, he was a rabid fan of the original record, playing side two every morning before school. 4 years ago, he began to imagine the songs marching to the offbeat of a different drummer, so he put together a crack team of reggae artists and session men, and the results are more inspired than anyone could have guessed. The Roots sound draws sunshine and light into the album's claustrophobic world. It also brings plenty of surprises, like this dub opening to Breathe, which uses studio effects to create something both familiar and happily disorienting.
Breathe, breathe in the air. Don't be afraid to care. Leave, but don't leave me.
The acid test of Dub Side of the Moon, of course, is Money, one of the most recognizable songs of the 70s. Remember the clattering cash registers in the original? Instead, we get a water pipe and cough, a sly wink to the record stoner associations. The skanking riff has a loose funkiness the mechanical original never managed. But the greatest difference is the absence of Dave Gilmour's famous guitar solo, replaced by a Jamaican vocal toasting that takes the song to an entirely different place.
Money will make a good man bad. Yeah, yeah. Money will make enough man bad. Yeah, yeah. Money will make virgin man bad.
For anyone still doubting its credentials, Dub Side of the Moon adds four hardcore reggae remixes. There's some fast ragga toasting, an instrumental, and a pair of bassy, spacey dub cuts. Ultimately, though, these tracks are the icing on an already very rich cake. Dub Side of the Moon brings fresh insights and sounds to something well-worn, but obviously not worn out. And the producers claim that it still syncs up to The Wizard of Oz.
The CD is Dub Side of the Moon. Our reviewer, Chris Nixon, is currently at work on the NPR Curious Listener's Guide to World Music.